Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. B. Mitch and I holding it down in Ashburn, Virginia.
V.A., baby.
Commanders back on the field for OTAs. And not going to lie, OTAs are going to take up most of our day. We might have to weigh in on Valdez being mad at Toby. There's a lot going on for us.
The nicest person in the world is Toby. What the hell are they mad at him for?
We'll get there.
God.
But we got breaking news off the top of the show.
What?
I don't know if Savannah just mentioned this because I just saw this. The Washington Capitals, the official Capitals account. And this isn't a surprise, but it is a big deal. The Capitals official account just tweeted out, TJ Oshie will make a special announcement on Monday, June 9th at 5:30 at the Washington Harbor in Georgetown. This is a cool way to do it. I'm reading now. This event is free and open to the general public, taking place from 5 to 7 p.m. Fans are asked to RSVP, though RSVP is not required for admission. Certainly, I would assume that's a retirement announcement.
I like TJ. Man, I had a chance to play golf with him in Truckee, California. Just he and his wife both are absolute the sweetest people in the world. The Duke is hammer a damn golfer. His buddy was hitting the 5-iron like 250, and he couldn't hit a driver of 200. But just nice as hell, cool as hell. And, you know, you wish he could have played a little bit longer. But, you know, these hockey and football, like I always say, hockey and football,
when it goes.
When that goes, it goes. Because those other sports, you can hang around a little bit in baseball, basketball. It's not as physical. Those other two, you got to pack it up when it's time. You got to go. Because you got the rest of your life to live. So.
Yeah, man. I obviously, Oshie, what he accomplished here, them winning the cup, is something that we all remember. He was such a huge part of it. He was also a huge part of the Olympics teams. And just an all-around good guy. True. And then, you know, not that he wouldn't have become immortal just winning the cup, but the celebration after, Oshieing beers, I mean, all of it. I think everybody that rolls up there that is of 21 and of the mindset should Oshie a beer in the crowd just to honor this dude.
I'm going to do one today.
I think we might have to, B.
Yeah.
So that is the breaking news right now, if you missed it. Now, I don't want to put words in his mouth. But the Caps officially announced that TJ Oshie will make a special announcement Monday, June 9th. If you want to go, you can go. Washington Harbor and Georgetown. I mean, assuming the weather's nice, that's a pretty nice place to be on a summer evening.
Hell yeah.
And
the Washington Harbor, right?
Yeah, I'm going to get
Sequoias
it right.
And all that stuff. The place that you were supposed to be going to, but you were on your way to
National Harbor. Yeah. So I'll be there Monday, and if anybody else wants to go, holler at us. That'll be fun. We assume send off for a great
even must not throw us a curveball. I'm coming back, baby.
You never know, dude. What did Riggo say? I'm broke. I'm back, and I'm bored. I think that should be really cool. So, you know, I didn't cover the Caps really until the last couple seasons, doing more stuff for Channel 4. And obviously, you know, last year Oshie was trying to power through an injury that just he just couldn't do it. And at the end of the season, he told us all that he was trying to play through. He said he had to sleep on the bathroom floor to try to get through the playoff run because his back was just so hurt. Yeah. And he's got.
And when your back go, bro, ain't ish you can do.
Dude, in life, real. Not just in sports, like any of it. But one of the coolest moments was during Ovi's goals chase. When Ovi broke it up in Long Island, Oshie and Backstrom were traveling for all those games. And I was interviewing Oshie, and he said something that really stuck with me. He's like, you know, I really try not to miss any of my kids' games. I like to be at all their soccer, t-ball, whatever sport his kids are playing, probably some hockey. And he's like, but this one was worth missing for. And it just really humanized him. And in that moment, like, I was up in Long Island on a Sunday in the spring, and I was missing Shelby's soccer game, or lacrosse game, rather. And I hated to miss it, but understood this was a big deal. And it just... I had to do an interview yesterday with somebody getting out of school, like a college student trying to get into journalism. And they asked, like, you know, what do people need to know about working in sports? And it doesn't matter if you're the player or the reporter. Like, nights and weekends, dude, that's when the games are. And
you got to work.
You don't live a normal life.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a 9-to-5 Monday
what
to Friday.
It is, you have to adjust and make what you're doing your lifestyle, a part of your life. Because if you think you're going to be doing everything that the whole family and all your friends are doing, you're mistaken.
Totally.
You know, and you have to be willing to do that because if you're going to be successful in it, you got to be in it.
Yeah, dude.
If you're not in it, it ain't going to work.
Yep, totally. So congrats to Oshie. Obviously a tremendous career. I don't know enough about the Hockey Hall of Fame. I don't believe he would be there. Maybe he is. Maybe somebody more informed than me can let me know. I'm sure I'll get a text here from somebody that knows more. But a hell of a career, 16 years at a really high level, Stanley Cup winner, and certainly a legend in this town.
Yeah.
All right, so we do have some puck finally tonight. We get the first Stanley Cup game tonight, Oilers, Panthers. Who are you rooting for, Edmonton or Florida?
I just told you that last week, man, Florida.
What? I don't understand it, man.
I don't understand you. So you just all of a sudden jumped on Edmonton. Landfill told you he don't like Canada, and you going living up on Edmonton.
Don't you think Canada deserves a Stanley Cup? I don't think they've
won
a Stanley
Cup. No, I don't think they deserve nothing if they don't earn it.
I think it's like 40 years.
If they don't win it, then no. I mean, I don't think we got to just give it to them and want them to have it. No, if you go get it, yes. If you don't, who gives a damn? Let's keep moving.
All right, so we'll find out tonight. Now, me and AD.
I really don't care, to be honest with you.
That I believe.
But I'm going with the Panthers just because, listen, this team in Florida have won a lot in the last few years. So I have no problem with people being good. And I know it was started in Canada. That's their sport. But, hey, look like the people down south playing it better than you.
Here's a tweet I'll never understand. Shout out to Jay Schnell for listening to the program. He said, TJ Oshie's bathroom floor is probably more comfortable than 80% of people's beds. Heated, large, smells nice, and always freshly cleaned. Dog.
Bro, shut up.
Yeah.
Okay? A damn bathroom floor is a bathroom floor. I don't care if it's in a damn...
The Ritz-Carlton.
I don't care if it's in a Ritz-Carlton or a damn Motel 6. It's hard and it's cold, and you know what? It ain't something you really want to be doing. He wouldn't complain about sleeping on it if it was so comfortable.
Right. He wasn't even complaining about it. He was just kind of telling people or asking him questions.
Some people just have to try to be overly smart and you sound dumb as hell.
I agree here. I agree.
Schnell. It's a horrible golf ball, too. I brought a snail. That thing, it was horrible.
Cool event yesterday. I imagine they may have asked you to go to this, B. The Commanders took a delegation over to Payne Elementary School in the district to congratulate the kids on a well done school year, and that's a blue ribbon school, I believe Payne Elementary, doing good things in the community while they've got players in town. Obviously, we're at OTAs today. Again, these are voluntary. Next week will be mandatory.
Yep.
The three folks that weren't here last week, Terry, Lattimore, Tunsil, mm-hmm. Do you expect that any different? I kind of don't.
Nope. Probably not.
I was texting with somebody from New Orleans. I don't think Marshawn has historically gone to a ton of these.
The moment you Tunsil don't go to, one week, the last thing you want to do is go to next week. Because you know what you're going to get asked? Well, why were you here last week? None of your damn business. It's voluntary, right?
Right.
If they have something voluntary at work, is it 100%? Nope. Anybody's work out there, if they have voluntary stuff, are you there? Especially if you are like a top-level person. Are you there? No. The people that's trying to impress somebody, they go.
I am hardly a top-level person, but like...
You don't go listen to most things. You don't put yourself in it. You avoid almost everything.
That's what I was going
to
say.
If it's not at your house, you don't want to go to it.
So today we are 95 days away from Commanders football, from September 7th. I'm trying to do a picture every day. And so you know who I did today? Did you see it? Remember Chris Neild?
Yeah, I remember Big Chris.
Yeah, he's a big fella.
Wide dude, bro.
Yeah, dude. He had game, and then he had back-to-back blown ACLs.
Big boy in the ACLs, bro.
Yeah, man.
Once they gone, they gone.
But some people were mad I didn't do Dan Wilkinson. What I've also noticed, shocker, on the internet, is that other people are now ripping off this bit. So
they've been doing it for a while, though, Jay.
Well, if the team does it with current players, that's why I'm trying to do older players. Because I don't mm-hmm. the team like yesterday. I don't know if they did Jalen Holmes or something, but like that's cool. They should do that. So that's why I'm trying to find like more obscure players. I did just want to clarify: we are 3 days away, and left hand up, I can't guarantee I'm going to do this every day. I'm not good at doing anything.
Well, you
every
won't
day.
Do it. I'll say it for you today. You will not do this every day.
And the weekends will
you
be
you might want to ask somebody else to take over it for you and get it done because you won't do it every day.
Cody, you want to do it for me? But I can tell you one thing that we're not going to do.
What?
My man, ORJake541 asked me, will you use Haynesworth for day 92?
Hell to the no.
No, sir.
And then again, dog, this is something. This is what you're doing. You get to choose whoever you want right. to choose. The people that complain, do your own.
Right.
And stop complaining about when everybody else does something. You don't get the right to tell somebody what to do in their own house.
Correct. I was curious. I'm trying to remember. I couldn't remember from memory. What number was Jumpy Gethers?
97, I think it was.
Jumpy. All right, well, today was 95. Shout out to Chris Neild. He had game, man. He just – big fellas can't handle the injuries. And, hell, not many people
when
can.
When they get
97,
injuries,
you're right. You were right.
Well, you fight somebody, you're supposed to know their number.
So you had a golf match yesterday, correct?
No, that was not a match. That was a drumming.
Old-fashioned drumming.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. I would just say this, okay – Francis was consistent. He was short. I'm talking about his strokes, not him.
Okay.
Colin didn't finish, I don't think, a hole. And Ben probably shot, what was it, he shot 61-49. That's 110, right?
It sure is.
He went above a radio station.
61 on the front.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get in the mode of counting everything. I mean, you making him hold, like, finish every putt?
Like, yeah, we get putts. But, like, I play with Ben a lot. Ben's my guy, okay? Like my little bro.
Did he want to have a match with you?
He likes to talk. But he couldn't. I don't know what he was doing. He was playing bowling, I think. Because most of his balls were, like, 10 yards in front of the tee after he hit them. I played the last time he and I played together, we played at Pleasant Valley. this dude was lacing it. I was like, damn, Ben's starting to get good. You start getting a little concerned.
Right.
I don't know who played yesterday. I think that might have been somebody else in his body, because I think out of 10 drives, he – no, 14 drives, call it like that. Even the put-on, let's go 18, or even part threes, he might have topped 14 of them.
That's tough.
Yeah.
But B, like I'm –
And the golf course we played, Pendlebrook, I'm just bleeping them early. You got the tightest golf course in the damn area.
Houses around it?
Yeah, houses, and it's just narrow.
Yeah.
They decide – they. I guess they're trying to act like it's fescue. It's grass. It's weeds, people. Fescue is all uniform. Okay?
And a lot of times you can find your ball in fescue because it's high.
They had rough. They had the little sticky little weeds that come up. They had clovers. It's just – what I think it is, don't cut the grass. You ain't got to spend a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
That's what it was. They just put areas – where they got tired of cutting, and it's just garbage. Mm. Do something better with it.
I do think there is – I think the golf world, and I was told this by somebody that knows things, because COVID, where – I mean, COVID increases in golf participation was like 200% because people could go outside. It was something – golf is socially distanced, and it's outside. You know what I mean? Like the design of the game.
I played the whole time in Himalaya.
Right. So I think a lot of golf courses were like, oh, my gosh, we have so much more play. We're making so much more money. And whether they expanded or spent on various facilities, I think especially now that the federal government's making everybody go back to work, like in the office back to work, I think there's a little bit of a reckoning for a lot of these golf courses. I don't know what that will mean overall, but I think play is going to decrease significantly.
Well, I think revenues will decrease. It's definitely going to decrease with all that grass, those weeds growing around the golf course.
But yeah, because if you play it and there's weeds everywhere, you don't want to play it again. You go find
hit
another course.
A 3-wood off the tee, about 250, and guess what they got now poking out into the fairway? And weeds. That's like when you go and some, like if you got a sand trap in the middle of the fairway, anywhere from 220 to 250, 260.
Sure.
That's just BS.
It's
you should
thing
not get penalized
sides.
For hitting a good shot.
Yeah.
You want to hit it down the fairway, then they got a bunker in the middle. They have this grass sitting
right. If you got
right
fairway bunkers on the edges of the fairway, that's because you missed. Mm-hmm. But if you're in the middle of the fairway, you should not get penalized.
Well, this used to be the fairway. Now you got that garbage sticking in, and it can be anywhere from 6 to 18 inches. And you look at it, and you go, okay, that's not fescue. That's weeds. Cut that crap.
I mean,
get mad if you want. I don't care.
Lanville, can you text me what I need to do here because my computer just died? I think my computer's dead, Lanville. I can't open it is what I'm telling you. Not that I don't know what it is.
You want to open it?
No one's understanding what I'm trying to tell
you. I got you, dog.
Yeah.
I got you right here. Bam.
I think I did want to say one thing real quick. I want to get into what the Knicks are doing. I think Tom Thibodeau's got to shave his head if he wants to remain an NBA head coach. I don't think that's all that
I don't think that has nothing to do with it. I think he has to win, JP. Win. He has to make adjustments. He can't sit with that stupid look on his face and do nothing offensively. He's a great defensive coach. He cannot make adjustments and do anything as an offense.
I think we're going to talk Knicks and Tibbs because I don't know that you're incorrect, B. What I did want to say one thing real quick before we go. Family is complicated, and I think as we all grow older, you recognize that, like, families, there's in the year 2025, family is not defined by old norms, and as things progress and change, like, families are blended, and ultimately families are defined by love, and I think when you lose a loved one, it always hurts, even when there's a sense of relief. And I want to encourage people to make sure, just try to be good to one another, because you never know, like, last conversations, any of that sort of stuff. And I wanted to say, I know you lost someone close to you. You were speaking at a funeral like 2 weeks ago, weren't you?
Yeah.
You know, you never know the last time you're going to speak to somebody, and just try to always say I love you or give a hug or just be kind, even though life gets...
Be the bigger person sometimes.
Yeah, and life gets complicated, man. Life gets busy, and you run out of time, but just try to remember that as we go forward. I want to say safe home to my guy, Mike Houghton. But there's a real element to this in that as life gets advanced and things change for you, you've got to have the ability to grow and change, and this is going to be a hell of a segue, but sometimes you got to move too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sometimes the moving process is hella stressful.
Yep.
And like, there's a million reasons why that stuff happens. And if you're going to do it, you want to be with an expert that will reduce the stress, because there's plenty of it on this planet. And it's reasons like that that so many people come up to us at, mm-hmm. yesterday at the golf tournament, people come up to us and say, hey, man, we worked with your guy, John Leahy, and he was terrific and really made it easy for me and my family.
Yep, just like Javier and Alma. They wanted a new home, and they wanted something updated to help them serve as a new beginning. But first, they needed to sell their Silver Spring property in order to buy. And while it was stressful, Dustin and a member of the John Leahy team went with the Fine Living Group, showed them a strategy to execute both transactions, both at the same time and hassle free. Alma and Javier home ended up selling for top dollar, almost $20,000 above their asking price. And thanks to the Fine Living Group, that's what enabled them to buy something both newer and bigger. Looking for your own stress-free transaction? How about a guaranteed offer on your home? You can check out the details and more at johnsalesdmv.com. That's John without an H. The John Leahy Group and John Leahy and the Fine Living Group of eXp Realty are the people that you need to really, really call. John offers you flexible fees, customized to your needs, and he knows that life happens. So if needed, he will let you out of your contract at any time.
You know what I saw on Instagram? Anthony Pellini, Jordan's husband, who does real estate, he's down in Florida, posted something from Zillow that for the first time, seemingly in a really long time, there are significantly more sellers than buyers in the marketplace right now. I mean, just drive around your neighborhood. There's for sale signs in a lot of places that we hadn't seen probably since COVID when everything went nuts. And if you're going to try to navigate this right now, whether you're trying to sell or you're trying to buy, you need an expert. You need a guy like John Leahy and his team to take care of you. And that's what I would use him. Brian would use him. Call John today, 301-900-3052. Go online to johnsalesdmv.com. Or what's even easier, just Google John Leahy Group and start packing.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Be fun to go have some drinks with.
Ooh.
Little John.
Yeah, yo.
I feel like that'd be a fun evening out.
Probably.
Like everybody's got their own cup. Yeah. Like that'd be. That's a night I would not. I would not miss.
I would deal with it. It'd be good.
Speaking of nights missed, you will not see Tom Thibodeau on the sidelines for the Knicks anymore. And I find this one. So I had to drop Shelby off at school this morning, and the Junkies. Those dudes are radio legends. They will know more about radio than I will ever. They'll forget more than I'll ever know. They tried to do a Wizards call-in segment. I got back to the house and had to kind of keep moving, so I didn't get to listen. I would love to know if people actually called in for the Wizards segment.
Somebody having Tom Thibodeau?
They're talking about, yeah, Thibodeau or the dude from Denver that's available, Malone, that won a ring.
I want somebody that can – listen, I love defense. But the NBA, you got to play offense.
So,
and Tom cannot make adjustments.
All right, here's the thing with Tibbs. He's a really good regular season coach.
Over 500 wins.
Totally. So he's been a head coach for 13 years. In Chicago with the Bulls, they won almost 65% of their games. With the Knicks, they won almost 57% of their games. Remember, they weren't that good. He kind of built that team back up. Minnesota didn't go very well while he was there. But in his career, I mean, he's got almost a 60% win percentage. Mm-hmm. He's a very good regular season head coach, not as good in the playoffs, a 46% win percentage in 103 playoff games.
What do you have to do in playoffs?
Sure. Score more points,
you
whatever you want to say.
Make adjustments, and you got to also, people know what you're going to do. You got to find something else to just catch them by surprise.
My thing with Tibbs, and people can disagree if they want, what Tibbs gets his teams to do is play hard every night.
Yeah, but he only plays eight people. But
there's not a lot of NBA teams, frankly, that play hard every night. So he's going to be good in the regular season.
I mean, but the thing about it is if you play only eight people,
totally,
you're going to wear those dudes down. When we watch the two teams that are in the finals right now, Oklahoma City and also Indiana, both of those dudes, they play like 10 people. Sometimes they go over 10.
Especially during the regular
season. Yeah. So,
now, they might narrow it down this time of year. But
when you're playing eight guys at full capacity every night, the way he likes to grind, and he can't make offensive adjustments, bro, I understand they were right there in the Eastern Conference Final. But guess what? He can't get people over the hump.
I agree with that. Now, my counter is, I'm not interested in Tibbs coming to the Wiz. Are you?
Nope.
They need, I like Keith. I like the current situation. Those guys play hard, and there's a clear focus on development. The Wizards team is years away from competing. I like Brian Keith. I think eventually when these young players are ready to take a next step, then you might need a new coach. I don't know that Keith is that guy, but I don't know that he isn't either. I don't think Tibbs is the right guy to develop young players. I think he'll grind them out.
I had a discussion with Tony this morning in our little bike riding group thread, and he was like, well, man, it's the general manager's fault. I said, no. You're a head coach. You got to be able to develop talent. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to play these eight people the whole year. You need to understand that eight people playing the whole year will wear down. And you got to find a way to develop somebody else. But if you never play them, guess what? Can't develop nothing, right?
Totally. I for the Knicks, the thing that I find laughable, do you think the Knicks were the second best team in the East this year?
They played like it, but still, I think Boston was better than them throughout the year.
Like, I think the Knicks did a good job of winning those first two games in Boston. They won that series, but then Tatum gets hurt. I don't know what happens if Tatum doesn't get hurt in that series. Mm-hmm. I would not have been shocked if Boston ends up winning that thing in seven if Tatum stays healthy. And I think Towns is a free agent. Maybe you're going to bring him back. But the Knicks, as currently constituted, your two best players, the two guys that generate offense for you in Brunson and Cat, aren't good defenders. Mm-hmm. And, like, fire Thibodeau, keep Thibodeau. I don't think it really impacts what their ceiling is. I think their ceiling is about what we saw.
Well, but if you got – what if another coach comes in there and can get three more people that can play?
Maybe.
He develops them.
Yeah.
And now I can – because let's be real, in the playoffs, when Brunson went to the bench, they were taking leads.
Yeah.
So they can play. But you have to find guys that can play a little bit better offensively down the stretch. And down the stretch – their offense was give it to Cat, give it to Brunson, everybody get out the way. So if you can find someone you're going to get everybody involved passing the ball around, you may be able to do something again, because that's exactly what Oklahoma City and Pacers do. They play team basketball. They play team defense. They play team offense. They make the extra pass. When Brunson got the ball, offense stopped. When Cat got the ball, he was shooting from wherever he has it at.
Cat, I thought, did a good job in this playoffs of going to the rack.
He did.
When he goes to the rack.
When he tucked it. Looked like he was scared of football.
He's so hard to stop. But he just loves standing 40 feet out and shooting.
Oh, he'll shoot that thing now.
The Knicks haven't been to the conference finals since the Y2K bug. The last time the Knicks were in the conference finals was like Latrell Sprewell and stuff. Lord. So, like, to me, what I find laughable about this is, like, you want to make it about Tibbs? Cool. That's the best you've done in 25 years. I don't think the coach was the problem in your inability to get over the hump.
You have to look at his whole history and his whole career. Exactly what happened this year is what he's done throughout his whole career. He's played great basketball in regular season. His guys wear down in the playoffs. They get to a point and they don't go any far. They don't get over the hump. He got him there. Maybe he's just that guy that will never, ever get him over the hump because he refused to play more than just seven, eight people that he liked.
I agree with that. That there may be like a Tibbs problem. So,
when I came into the show but a couple times, watching the game, I'm like, dude, they do nothing offensively different down the stretch.
No.
He never called a time. He sits there with a little look on his face. He doesn't call the timeout and sit up here and make adjustments. If you can't do it, on defense he could do it. Offense, he couldn't.
I you're right there. I thought it was very obvious that Carlisle was the better coach.
Yeah.
Rick Carlisle, I also think, is a damn good coach. I think Carlisle will be a big factor in the Pacers stealing one or two in this series. Hopefully we can figure out which games those are and bet on them and take advantage.
We figure that out, dog. Guess what? We were on Vegas. Nobody figured it out yet.
to bring this home for us, I'm not pretending that Brian Keefe, that the Wiz have a good record under head coach Brian Keefe. Do you know what the Wiz went last year? Like, we understand there's a process in place. Do you know what the record was last year?
They probably won 20-something games.
18
game. That kind of sounds like that baseball team over there.
Yo,
what they have? Still 9 or 10 wins? The baseball.
The team. Rockies. I will check that. We need a Rockies update. Hey, they won two in a row, dude. They're 11-50.
Ooh.
Oh my god, that's so bad.
Winning streak.
But the Wiz won more, dude. 2 years ago, they went 15-67. B.
Hey. Listen, brother, I was at games, Jay, and I'm going to tell you, they weren't trying to win games.
No.
I watched my man Bob Carrington killing the team when
get
I was
pulled
in,
out.
And they pulled him. Boom. They made sure that they were going to get in the position. And you know what happened?
To get the sixth
pick. They still didn't get the right pick.
All that said, I am not interested in a coaching change for the Wizards. Are you?
Not right now.
Right. Okay. So we're in the same boat. I am interested in Konknipple and my man Malak. I am interested in those guys at six.
Okay.
You think Malak will last till six?
We're going to see.
I'm going to have to work on how I pronounce my man's name.
You need to find out how to pronounce it. Just go to a thing, pull it up, and see how one of the announcers are doing it, and then go from there.
Come on, Malak. I think that's it. Dude, if you have Malak, 7'2", and what I like about him, he's a true, like, rim protector. I know that Sar has the size and the length.
But he want to be outside.
If you watch him play, he wants to shoot threes.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, pair both of them up, and then you got some serious length on the court.
True.
I also like Knipple. I know you're not as into him, but I think he's the type of player that will be on winning teams. He just makes smart basketball decisions when he is on the court. All right, so God bless you, Thibodeau. Some other team will hire him. He'll be one of these dudes just kind of bounces around. I bet he has another job coaching a team by like 2027.
He gets hired all the time, bro.
Yeah. I mean, he's already had three gigs. If the word ain't out on him yet, he plays too few dudes. He gets his team to play good defense and to show up every night in the regular season. You're going to win 50 regular season games. You're not going to hoist a title, I don't think.
Hey. And if you want to win 50 regular season games and be happy about making the playoffs, and be fishing during the finals, hire him.
Right.
He's shown he's good at that.
Tom Thibodeau is not going to hoist a Larry O'Brien, but the folks over at Door Pro America could hoist a new garage door in your house ASAP. They did it for me, man. It was awesome. They came out to the house, took some measurements, and then they sent my wife and I this like Photoshop spreadsheet of all the different garage door options we had. They came out, they installed it. I mean, they were done in like 90 minutes. It was a really impressive, efficient operation. Now I got an app to open and close my garage door that makes it so easy. It's remarkable how significant of a positive change a new garage door can be. It's something you don't really think about until you get a new one, and then you realize how old and crappy your old one was. I'm telling you, hit them up. They're based locally. Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. They can handle everything. Whether you need a new garage door or you just need some maintenance or repairs, they do it all. Call today. Ask how you can save $60 on a repair or $150 on a new garage door. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. And tell them J.P. Finley sent you. Or you can check them out now at Door Pro America.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
.com. Cover. Curse.
I don't believe in the curse. I know I'm from Louisiana where they got a lot of stuff like that, but I don't believe in the stuff. I just think that whatever's going to happen is going to happen. As I said earlier, when you go through a year of being totally healthy in football, like as a team, it's very rare that a team would go multiple years like in a row where nobody get hurt.
Sure. I think the Madden cover curse really started. I remember this when they had Michael Vick on the cover, and then Vick broke his leg. I remember that one. That was, I mean, I'm probably going way back. That was back when I played a lot of Madden. So there's been plenty of times where there was no curse, going back 10 years.
So why, if it doesn't work every year, then it's not really a curse, right?
So 2015 was Richard Sherman. He was on the cover. That year, he was first-team All-Pro. 2016 was Odell Beckham. That year, he had 1,500 yards and 13 touchdowns. 2017, Gronk was on the cover of Madden. He was injured throughout the year. But he did come back, and they beat the Falcons. That was the 28-3 Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So, 2018, Tom Brady on the cover. And, I mean, he went for 4,500 yards passing and 32 touchdowns. 2019. You know who was on the cover in 2019? Hard to imagine this dude was on the cover of Madden, considering what we know now.
What?
Antonio Brown.
Brown, wow.
AB. That year, he went over 1,000 yards and had 15 touchdowns. 2020, a fellow by the name of Patrick Mahomes, he won his first Super Bowl that year. I think we can successfully discount the Madden curse.
I mean, I don't think it's anything about a curse. It's just – it's a physical sport where, guess what? People get hurt.
Lamar was on the cover in 21. Wasn't his best year, but he was still quite good. 22, they put Mahomes and Brady on there. That was the year the Rams and the Bengals went to the Super Bowl. Both the Bucks and the Chiefs lost that year in the playoffs. Last year was Josh Allen.
I think he won the MVP, right?
I believe he won the MVP, or that would be 2 years ago. Now, the curse got kind of kicked back up because you know who was on the cover last year?
Who was it?
Christian McCaffrey.
But Christian is hurt every year.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't throw that on a Madden. He's hurt every year.
So do you know who's on the cover this year?
Yeah, Saquon.
I think deserving.
Saquon and the jump.
Yeah. I mean, he deserves it, dude. Saquon was outrageous last year and deserves to be on the cover. I think that's a pretty juicy picture, like the video game version of the reverse hurdle.
They were taking multiple shots to get it right.
It's hard to do, man.
Yeah.
That is very difficult.
When you don't plan something, it's kind of hard to go reenact it.
Yeah, for sure. That's a tough one. But I think Saquon on the cover of that is certainly well-earned.
Yes.
Did you see this Kayvon Thibodeau thing? Kayvon Thibodeau, the DN for the Giants, came out and said, "Is it true that Eagle fans are actually, like, not smart? Not no BS. I know you're one of them, but there are actual statistics that you guys are, like, literally bleeping idiots." What do you think the reception is going to be?
I think Kayvon Thibodeau is going to be in trouble when he goes through Philly.
Mm.
That's all that is.
I agree with you, B.
I would tell you, keep your helmet on, dog. Don't try to play tough and act like, oh, I ain't worried about them. Keep your helmet on.
All right, so B and I are out in Ashburn for Commanders OTAs. Defensive coordinator Joe Witt will speak to the media today. You'll hear that in full a little later on in the program. When we return, we're going to have our guy Neil Greenberg join the show. We love when Neil joins us. And then at noon, B's, was he your teammate or was his dad your – yeah, I know his dad was your coach, right?
Yeah, his dad was my coach. I've known Brandon since he was a little younger.
Right, he was a kid,
yeah,
probably,
but Brandon,
right?
What, three Super Bowls, I think, rings?
Brandon Stokely is going to join the program later. I'm trying to think. He won two with Peyton? Was he there for both of Peyton's?
I think he also got – did he get one in Baltimore?
Three-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, one in Baltimore, two in Denver.
That's crazy, man.
Or did he get it in Indy and Denver? Because I know he has three of them for sure.
I think he won the first Ravens Super Bowl. I believe that was 2000, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe it was January of 01. So I think he won one with the Ravens. And then when the Colts broke through and won, he was on that team with Indy. And then I think he was in – I don't know where the third one came. We're going to have to find this out.
I'll be Indy.
Yeah, man. What a career, dude. They call it – you know what?
So you got to get scooped, bro.
You know how Pro Football Reference lists the nicknames for players? You know what they have for Stokely?
What?
The slot machine. That's pretty juicy for a slot receiver.
He was 4-3.
Oh, he won one with the Giants. Thank you, Lanfield.
All right.
He was on the Giants when they upset the Pats that first time when the helmet catch. So Brandon Stokely is going to join us at noon. When we return, Neil Greenberg joins the show.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.